Yes, welcome back to the Big Sports Breakfast, and time to talk some racing now. We're joined by Inglis, who are very good friends of this show. Inglis is General Manager of Bloodstock Sales and Marketing, Sebastian Hutch. How are you, Sebastian?
Morning, gents. How are you?
Mate, very well. I can only imagine how administrationally difficult it's been for your, considering you've got the Easter yearling sale, the premier sale for Inglis coming up, and you've had to change the format to have the first part of the sale online. How have your stakeholders reacted to that announcement?
Oh, look, I think a number of them who didn't have grey hair before the whole event have it now. And I think there are plenty of others who've torn significant amounts of their hair out trying to prepare for what's a really important sale. I think to try and give people some context, you know, a lot of the people who breed horses in this country breed with the intention of trying to sell through one particular sale. So the horses that were planned to go through Easter or yearlings that have been, or horses that have been 24, 36 months in the planning. So unfortunately, an event like this makes things hugely challenging for those people. But fortunately, it looks like we've found a workable situation where the stock will be offered online, and we're looking forward to the sale next week.
I was about to ask you, Sebastian, what's your advice for anyone that wants to get involved or is looking to get involved?
Yeah, look, it's pretty straightforward process. We've set up a page on the website, inglis.com.au/bidding@Easter, for people who want to inquire about registering to bid or even going as far as registering to bid and establishing a line of credit. You know, the Easter sale is, as you guys know, usually one of the great spectacles of our year. It's going to be entirely different this year, but people will be able to follow the sale on the website, and I suppose it'll represent a different sort of spectacle to what it usually does.
Yeah, Sebastian, how has the interest been given the different circumstances?
Yeah, good. I mean, none of us are ignorant of the fact that these are hugely challenging circumstances. I mean, the people involved in our industry, the horse industry, the sales represent the equivalent of what's like the trade period or the draft period for a lot of those people. It's where they go and identify the equine athletes that they want to form part of their businesses going forward. So that's made that situation hugely challenging for a lot of people. But fortunately, we have a very industrious group of people, participant in the industry, and they've been able to get around the respective farms while respecting the respective restrictions and get the horses looked at. And I think there are a lot of people who see an opportunity in circumstances like this, and you know, it might play out that there'll be some really good buying next week.
Inglis pride themselves, Sebastian, on attention to detail and superior client service. How much more important is it through this period, and how does that sort of potentially set you apart from others?
Look, the challenge, Laurie, is that we're going through a period of distinct unknown. I mean, Inglis runs bi-monthly digital auctions and has done so for an extended period of time. Our digital auctions have been running for over 2.5 years and been very successful. We have a platform that people know and understand. Naturally, the quality and volume and value of the stock that goes through an Easter sale will be above and beyond what has ever gone through a digital sale before. But we know the platform works. We know the majority of the market is very familiar with it, and it is a massive advantage to be able to offer the opportunity to people. I mean, to give some context to it, I think Australia is about the only country in the world, unfortunately, through Inglis, that can offer people who want to invest in bloodstock any sort of market at all. You know, you go look at England, Ireland, France, the States, major bloodstock markets, they can't put together any sort of sale, really, because of restrictions that are in place. They don't have digital platforms for bloodstock sales anywhere else in the world. So we're in a really fortunate position from that point of view.
Have you got Clarkie's email and phone number, Sebastian? I'm sure he'll be interested.
I don't know. You might be wealthier than him, Laurie, are you?
No.
Yes.
No.
Mate, very good
look
call,
at the wages
Sebastian. Very
earned.
Good call.
A former Australian cricket captain.
Oh, you two can
just get one of us is still married.
Surely an I'm Invincible cult's got your two names written all over it.
I just want to know if the chauffeur service that you all avail of every morning is still going. I'd have to be scaled back.
I've got $15. Mido, you want to chip in?
Yeah, with 10. Sure.
Perfect. Loz? You got $100,000?
No, I got nothing. No, but I will. I'll tell you what, Clarky. When we're allowed, yes, we will go out to Inglis because...
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'll guarantee you, I didn't know what to expect in a couple of years. Well, I don't know whether I'm allowed back after my performance, am I, Seb?
We've spoken about the last few days around the office. One of the fun things that's going to emerge out of this are the number of strange horse names. Like, I don't know if social distancing has gone already, but that's...
No, it has. I'm sure I saw it the other day.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be a horse called Flatten the Curve. There's going to be plenty of them.
Yeah. Sebastian, look, under trying circumstances, I know England would be doing their very best to satisfy everyone involved. Good luck with the sale, and let's really hope we see you out there at those fantastic stables at the Riverside Stables from Sunday the 5th of July for the next set of the sales.
Gents, really appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of the week.